Hello. This is Citizen Kane, PA, and I'm Kane native Ed Rose. Each week I'll explore little-known facts and favorite memories from the hilltop. This week's podcast is entitled Emerson Bartlett, Kane's Forgotten Hero. Emerson Bartlett, or Emmy, as he was often called, was the son of Reverend William E. Bartlett, pastor at Kane's First Methodist Episcopal Church from 1930 until 1936. In fact, the church's Bartlett Hall is named in Reverend Bartlett's honor. When Bartlett Hall was completed in April 1932, it was part of a massive $100,000 renovation. During his father's years in Kane, Emmy Bartlett distinguished himself as tops on the basketball court in the area. He was also tops on the cinder track and on the gridiron. He was also a top scholar and thespian, as well as an ace on the tennis court. As son of the local minister, Emmy was Kane's version of dime store novel hero Frank Merriwell. He was an all-American boy. In 1934, the Kane Republican reported the following: Johnsonburg has developed the past year a healthy respect for a Kane High athlete, one Emerson Bartlett. Bartlett scored the winning touchdown in the Kane-Johnsonburg football game at the Berg last fall and had an important part in the Wolves' two basketball victories over the Johnnies this season. Writing of last Tuesday's game, Alva K. Gregory, sports editor of the Johnsonburg Press, commented, "That game proves that Emmy Bartlett, Johnsonburg's one original nemesis for the school year of 1933 and 34, is a real money player. Kane High could earn the right to call themselves the millionaires just by hiring him out to haunt a few ancestral castles." When his high school days were over, Bartlett followed his court and gridiron mate Carl Byam to American University. And according to a 1939 story in the Kane Republican, Sparky, or Barty as he became known there, garnered many more laurels before his college days were over. Emerson Bartlett has been named to membership in Omicron Delta Kappa, senior men's honorary fraternity at American University. Awards for the group are based on scholarship, character, and leadership in student activities. In addition to being captain of the basketball team, the former Kane High athlete was a member of the football team for 4 years and is a leader in student affairs. One of the leading scorers in the District of Columbia, he has averaged 13 points per game this season, scoring 22 in a recent contest against Johns Hopkins. One could only imagine how far this extraordinary youngster would go. It would not have been far-fetched for Emmy to set his sights on being governor or senator, or even president. He was handsome, talented, and luminous, and nothing could stop him in pursuit of his dreams. It turns out the real estate business was next up for Emerson Bartlett, where he remained until his enlistment in the Navy in 1941. Upon arrival in the Mediterranean Theater in 1942, Emmy got the chance to meet up in North Africa with Lieutenant Dan T. Benscoter, a former Kane schoolmate who was later taken prisoner by the Germans. Not surprisingly, by October of 1944, Emmy had made full lieutenant. From there, Emerson Bartlett's clip files grow thin. As his parents had moved away from Kane in 1936, the Bartletts kept few local ties to the area, so sparse coverage in the local papers was not surprising. A previous story stated that Emmy intended to return to the real estate business in the District of Columbia after his Navy service was completed. Maybe he headed off to the West Coast to fulfill his destiny as a millionaire. Perhaps that's why the tale of this remarkable Emerson Bartlett and his exploits were not well remembered in Kane in later years. If Emmy's story had ended there and he had lived out the rest of his days as a successful real estate developer, it would be much easier to tell. But if you dig and search and stay on the case, there is indeed more to his story, and you'll come across this item from the Kane Republican, dated April 30th, 1945. Lieutenant Emerson Bartlett dies in the Philippines. And there you had it. Lieutenant William Emerson Bartlett, 28, son of the Reverend William E. Bartlett, former pastor of First Methodist Church here, was a well-known high school athlete, was killed in a plane crash in the Philippines recently. It was announced here today. Lieutenant Bartlett was graduated from Kane High in 1935, the possessor of letters for outstanding participation in basketball and football. He was a member of the National Honor Society and participated in several other high school activities. Following graduation from Kane, he attended and was graduated from American University at Washington, D.C., where he also was outstanding athletically. After serving with a naval aviation squadron in Iceland and North Africa, he was transferred last fall to the Pacific Theater. Meager reports were received from a Navy personnel officer stating that the remains would be buried in the Philippines. Ironically, on the same day that Lieutenant Bartlett's death was reported, Lieutenant Dan Benscoter was released as a German prisoner of war. He had been a prisoner since 1943 when his plane crashed in Germany. Emmy's father, Reverend William Bartlett, was presented the Air Medal in December 1945, along with a certificate signed by W.F. Halsey, Admiral of the U.S. Navy. Emmy's remains were eventually recovered and reinterred in Sunset Hill Cemetery in Jamestown in September of 1948. Newspaper reports also indicated that a new athletic field at American University was named in Emerson Bartlett's honor in 1949. Reverend W. E. Bartlett, who became district superintendent of the Methodist Church, died in Jamestown in February of 1953. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your questions and ideas to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.